response.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the Indian ambassador for the question. From the top of my head, and others may be able to correct me, I'm not entirely sure if there's been a specific proposal about a voluntary trust fund on that topic. It may well have been proposed in the past by a state party or groups of states parties before. Again, it's an option, as you know very well. We have a certain, the budget, the assessed contributions for the BWC, which all states parties pay. Those are for the ISU staff costs, the costs of the meetings, and that's it. So any additional activities, we rely on voluntary contributions, and I mentioned one already from Ireland, which was the contribution which helped us to update the Assistance and Cooperation database. In the same vein, you know, again relating to assistance and cooperation activities, we often receive voluntary contributions for the sponsorship program. In fact, there are about 20 experts coming from developing countries for this particular series of meetings of experts funded via voluntary contributions for the sponsorship program as well. So voluntary contributions are certainly one way in which, you know, activities that are seen as necessary by states parties can be funded. The downside, as many of you will appreciate with voluntary contributions, is that they're unpredictable. We receive them sometimes for 1 year, then they disappear. So in terms of sustainability, voluntary contributions are certainly very much welcome and very useful, but there are issues that go along with them for the BWC, as they do for any other international treaty or international organization as well. So in terms of sustainability of a particular activity, obviously the ideal would be that particular activity is agreed by all BWC states parties and is financed from assessed contributions, and then all states parties can avail of the benefits from that particular activity as well. Thank you.